Module 11, Evaluate Results. After you have successfully implemented your employee health and wellness program, it's time to just sit back and relax, right? Wrong. Not evaluating your health and wellness program is like driving a car blindfolded. It may go smooth at first, but eventually you're going to crash. It is your duty to check that the program is running smoothly and making progress. If it's not going the way you anticipated, then you may need to make some adjustments. Check the results. Now it's time for you to see the results of all your hard work. At this part in your journey, you are going to be putting your research cap back on. You can start by checking to see what percentage of the company is participating in the program. Try to be specific. If there is a part of your program with very low participation, then it may be an indicator that you need to adjust something. Also, checking the insurance claims to see if any of the targeted areas have decreased or increased is a helpful evaluation tool. Next, check with human resources to see if absenteeism, turnover, and on-the-job injury rates have declined. Employee satisfaction. There is an old saying that husbands use, happy wife, happy life. This saying does not just relate to married couples, it can relate to your company health and wellness program. If your employees aren't happy, no one is happy. Customers want to do business with a company who has employees who want to help them and are enthusiastic about their jobs. Happy customers make the company happy because it increases sales. So if you implement your health and wellness program and find out your employees aren't happy with it, something needs to change. How can you evaluate your employee satisfaction? Surveys are a good start, or regular face-to-face feedback, if your company is small enough. Also, it helps to ask your employees what they would like to see from their wellness plan. Sometimes polling your employees can give you a better idea on employee satisfaction. Revise plans as necessary. Once you've gotten your very important feedback, it's time for you to make any changes that are needed. There is never going to be a time where every single aspect works 100% of the time. Many of these types of programs have to be changed to meet the needs and expectations of the company and employees. Also, keep in mind that things change all of the time in a company. Some policies put in place today can become obsolete within a matter of years. You have to be able to adapt and keep up with the needs of your employees. Making these changes helps make sure that your program is around and utilized for years to come. Share achievements. People love to be praised, and encouraging healthy behavior with praise is an empowerment that will really boost your wellness program. Your management team wants to know what the progress of the program is also. They lent you their support and encouraged their employees to participate. They want to know that it was for a good reason. So share the good news about what your wellness program has achieved. How do you go about sharing the achievements? It can be a little tricky because health is a very personal subject. You don't necessarily want to call out in front of the company that John Doe lowered his outrageously high cholesterol by half, because that may be embarrassing. Sally Smith may be happy with her 150-pound weight loss and grateful for the company providing the program that assisted her, but she may not want the whole company to know she started out at over 300 pounds. So be tactful and respectful when announcing achievements. Make sure you ask permission if you're going to announce specific individuals' achievements to the company. There are also ways you can share achievements without naming any one person. Here are some examples. This past year, our whole company lost 3,274 pounds. This year, the company walked an average of 2,000 steps a month. This last quarter, we reduced our blood pressure by 25%. We reduced our overall BMI by 27% in the last 6 months. Case study. Devin worked what felt like day and night to implement the health and wellness program at his company. He took a lot of care into the planning of his program and is very proud of it. 6 months after the program started, he decided it was time to evaluate the program. In reality, he wanted to see what good work he had done because he hadn't at that point gotten any feedback. So he set upon the road of gathering reports and surveys to see the progress the company had made. He was dismayed to learn that the participation rate was very low. Most of the surveys that he received seemed like the employees didn't know anything about the program. Those who had participated in the program seemed to have a wealth of suggestions or complaints as he saw them. Devin was very upset by this. He had expected to get pats on the back, but not criticism. After he calmed down and really read the comments, he realized that the employees were not attacking his work. They wanted to help him make it better. They had a lot of really good suggestions, but the biggest suggestion was that many of the employees didn't know about the program. It became obvious to him that he needed to come up with a better marketing strategy. Because of the feedback, he was able to fix the problems with his program and add new programs. After the year's end, he conducted another evaluation and found that participation had risen 45%. He was now excited to find out what else the employees could suggest to make the wellness program the best anyone had ever seen.